I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This morning the readings are very powerful. And the reading that we had from Micah, I'm sure many of us recognized, the last line for sure. What good is it, and what does the Lord require of you to do justice? But to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. To do justice, and to walk humbly with your God. Last week we talked about the essence of each and every one of us, that we are born as love. And that we asked you to think about being a newborn baby, and to know that you are love. Jesus is in you, and you are love. And then life happens, and we move away from that because we put on masks in order to adapt to the pressures of life that come to us right from the day we're born. We're moving on today and looking at how we walk humbly with God. And one of the major ways that we are called by Jesus to walk humbly is to follow the Sermon on the Mount, as we call it, the Sermon on the Mount, which we call it. And the Sermon on the Mount, I want to put it into a context. And then I'm going to read it from another translation opposite to the one that John just read for us. And then reflect on it. Matthew, when he wrote his gospel, wrote about the year 80, about 10 years after the temple had fallen. And the temple, up to the time of its fall in 70 AD, had been the major source for the Jewish church of their understanding that God was present in the mercy seat in the temple, which nobody saw except once a year when a priest went in, and that went to the presence of God. It was a sense of Moses and the Ten Commandments being present in the temple. And when the temple was destroyed, with everything gone except one wall, the Jewish people said, what do we do? And they moved to the synagogues, and their worship moved there. And the Christians who were following Jesus, the people of the way, were all basically Jewish people. There were some Gentiles outside of Jerusalem, out in the Gentile country, who were gradually starting to know about Jesus Christ through works of Paul and other disciples who we really have lost some of contact with, but James was out there and others were in Peter to some extent. But by the time that Matthew wrote his gospel, he was writing for the liturgical service in the synagogue. He was Jewish, and his gospel can be divided up into 54 segments. And in the synagogue, after the readings of the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, and after some readings from the prophets, and also a reading of the Psalm, he and other Christians would stand up and read his gospel Sabbath by Sabbath during the Jewish year. And the intent of Matthew is to say that Jesus is the greater Moses. Jesus is also Messiah. And so the Ten Commandments were given again by Jesus, but we call it the Sermon on the Mount. But we really should know it as Jesus' commandments. And we often get confused because we have the summary of the law. And we think, oh, well, that's Jesus' commandment. And we presented it, even in the Anglican tradition, as the summary of the law in the Book of Common Prayer. You may remember, those of you who remember the old Book of Common Prayer, that we'd have the summary of the law on the Sundays that the Ten Commandments were not recited. What really should have been there was the Sermon on the Mount as the commandments of Jesus. And I'm going to read them again, reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter, at the first verse. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside, and after he sat down and the disciples had gathered round, Jesus began to teach them. So these are the commandments. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who are mourning, they will be consoled. Blessed are those who are gentle, they will inherit the land. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, they will have their fill. Blessed are those who show mercy to others, they will be shown mercy. Blessed are those whose hearts are clean, they will see God. Blessed are those who work for peace, they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of their struggle for justice. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. You are fortunate when others insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great. They persecuted the prophets before you in the very same way. These are the teaching of the commandments of Jesus. We are called to be gentle. We are called to be peacemakers. We are called to seek for justice. We are called to seek for equality. These are Christian commandments, and we never hear them in this context. But the truth is, this is how it was intended when Matthew proclaimed the gospel in the synagogues, and the early Christians understood that. As we, the church, became more Gentile, we lost the context. We thought that Matthew stood alone, or maybe with a little support from Mark, and then later maybe Luke piggybacked on it. But we lost the essence of Matthew saying, these are Jesus' commandments to us. These are Jesus' commandments to us. And all of that comes out of what we talked a little bit about last week, that we are created in love. And as loving people, loving ourselves, we are to look out at the world and love others and react to others in this way. Now, how does that apply to us living in 2017? We all have emotions and we all have emotional reactions to things. And emotions are part of who we've been created to be by God. And emotions are something that is powerful and can be great and it can be devastating. And we can have emotional reactions ourselves to others in some way or another, and we also receive emotional reactions from others. But how do we respond to that? One of the first lessons I learned many years ago, that emotions have no morality. Have no morality. Emotions are not right nor wrong. They are a spontaneous internal response to a person, place, or situation. And all our reactions are usually normal to abnormal situations when we find ourselves in a heightened state. And I share this as I want us to remember that it is normal to be reactive. It is normal to feel it intently, good or bad. But it's also important, if we think of Jesus' commandment, for us to be gentle in our spirit and remember that an emotion has no morality. Our reaction, we shouldn't start judging ourselves, oh, I was so bad because... No, it's just an emotion. The action becomes the problem. If somebody screams at us and then we get in our car and drive at them, we're having a problem. But if somebody screams at us and we say, oh, I don't like that, well, that's pretty normal. But we are called to not only know that we are love, But we are called and commanded by Jesus to reach out into the world in this gentle way, in a way that we are making justice, in a way that we are being inclusive and caring, that we are peacemakers. I invite us all today, when you go home, find your Bible and read Matthew 5, 1 to 12. Because we are called to this, not just as a call in the pastoral way, but we are commanded by Jesus to work in this way. Our world would be a lot better if we all understood that and we all worked at that. I'm not saying you don't, but we live in a world that doesn't. And so how do we as Christians respond to the world that doesn't? And that's why I mentioned about the emotional response. Try not to throw fire at fire. Try not to throw gasoline on a burning match. It doesn't work well. So today, we are called to be people of peace, people of inclusion, people of faith, people of caring, people of forgiveness. For we are our forgiven people. We are our loved people. And we are to love ourselves and reach out to others in love. And as we receive the sacrament this morning, where we have the sense of Jesus indwelling in each of us, the idea is that God indwells in us, that we are representatives and we are God in the world. We are called to do our ministry as a ministry based in love, in caring, kindness, and forgiveness. May God bless us all as we minister together. Amen.